6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Everybody is still, of course, reeling from the events of the previous week, which we'll get into here. But first, I want to tell you about the most important thing. That is your ability to stock up on all your health needs while there's still time. Because, and the reason I say while there's still time is because at the end of the month, August 31st, the end of the month as we know it, the end of summer sale will be over. And we don't want you to wait till the last 2 days and go, oh, I got to order. A lot of other people do, and it jams up everything. And so, you know, we want you to take advantage of the savings. And we do savings like nobody else's business. The more you buy, the more you save. So if you spend $99 or less, you get 10% off. $199 or less, you get 15% off. Over $200, you get 20% off, excluding dropship. And you don't have to mess with any of the promo codes or anything. Everything's already figured in. Sale is on all current items on stock at the Power Mall. While supplies last, when we run out, we run out. I'm sorry. But we want you to take advantage of every opportunity to stock up. I just got my basic essentials. So you need to, I'm starting to take those now. So, you know, we've gotten, you got to make sure that you're stocked up on the Strauss Naturals and all the other good stuff you need. Because your health is most important, even in light of the fact that most people still can't get it around their head that we have been attacked in this country by a bioweapon. And that is the COVID-19 virus. Now, the interesting thing is we're going to have Randy Bach, MD, on the show. He has a website, Randall S. Bach is his name. Randy Bach, BOCK.com is his website, is a YouTube channel. He has a book out called Overturning Zika, the Pandemic That Never Was. And you want to equate that to what's going on with COVID? You'll start to see the similarities. We'll talk about that on today's show in our second hour. Raymond D'Amico from Silver Botanicals will be joining us tomorrow. On Wednesday, Scott Powell, expert American historian, will be talking about how the Chinese Communist Party operates through infiltration. Ooh, that Trojan horse in Grand Forks, baby. You know, you think that's conspiracy theory? I don't think so. Not given the amount of land China owns in addition to Gates. I mean, I kind of interchange the two. Gates is a communist. I mean, he espouses everything they want. You own nothing and you'll be happy, right? On Thursday, Ryan Chamberlain, founder of the True Patriot Network, will also be here to discuss data's merging with Amazon and their new acquisition. Yeah, they bought 40 million Roomba vacuum robots, and guess what they're going to do with them? When you go to the store, like Ring, remember Ring? You know, the Ring when you put on your door there and it sends stuff to the cops? Well, guess what Roomba does when it vacuums your house? Just when you thought it was safe from the surveillance state, now they got another way to map the floor plan of your house using your Roomba vacuum. What will they think of next? Oh, please, don't even get that visual. Dr. Julie Gatza will be joining us on Friday, talking about making healthy choices in a toxic food environment. And Lord only knows, we got to deal with a lot of that. Lots of toxic foods. Not a good thing. And the whole idea is, can you grow your own? I managed to finish all six of my raised bed gardens over the weekend. I got the shelf and the rabbit hutch fixed. The rabbits are all out there. They're loving the breeze. The chickens are now out of their chicken house after 1 week of isolation, so now they get to scratch and explore in their pen. Interesting little critters. Haven't started laying yet, but I expect, you know, two or three of them will shortly. The rest of them are just kind of like halfway there. But it's a lot of fun because there's only so many eggs you can eat at one time, but there's plenty of chicken poop to go in the compost bin, as I have discovered. It's about, I think the rabbits right now have the chicken poop outnumbered. Oh, my. It's amazing how you can talk about stuff like that when you're trying to become self-sufficient, which is what we all should be. Because Lord knows you can't depend on your dysfunctional government for anything, right? That's kind of the way that we look at things. But anyway, aside from that, farmers, by the way, since we're talking about homesteading and farming and gardening and stuff in the world stage, farmers are promising to escalate protests against government shutdown orders. And this is happening in Dutchland. By the Dutch government's own estimates, 11,200 farms out of the roughly 35,000 dedicated to dairy and livestock would have to close under its policies. 17,600 farmers would have to reduce livestock. Total livestock would need to be reduced by one half to one third, just so that makes AOC happy, because she thinks that it's cow farts that are the problem. It's actually cow's breath that is the problem, but AOC would know that every time she opens her mouth and pollutes the atmosphere with her BS. So here's the thing. You saw what happened with Germany and the utilities. And you got to understand that all those people in the Dutch government that think they're doing the right thing because they want to be, you know, ESG compliant. The problem is they get to starve too. They don't just get to eat steak anytime they want it. Because if all the farmers decided, you know what, we're just going to stop doing anything and we're going to go on strike and all of a sudden the food is going to dry up and the government's going to go, hey, wait, we didn't say you had to knock it all out. Well, see, this is what you get because this is how we protest. Just like what happened with Ireland when they tried to go to digital currency. All of a sudden, everybody ran and closed their bank accounts. And the Irish government had to backpedal. You see how that works? See, you choke the leaders off so that they don't get any food either. It's just like Animal Farm. They end up killing each other. So the saying goes, if you push them against the wall with no wiggle room, you don't know where this will end up. So you want to create global food insecurity? Just remember, if you're one of the elitists that are advocating it, you may find yourself ending up on somebody's dinner table. I was just having a conversation with my wife over the weekend about, you know, the three people we would most like to see disappear. And that would be Kissinger, Schwab, and Gates. You know, but it's really not right to pray for their demise because God doesn't answer those kinds of prayers other than, you know, removing his hedge of protection on them. And that really isn't right either. We're supposed to walk in love. But, you know, when you realize what these guys have planned, we have to stand up and say no. And the U.S. war on drugs isn't what it seems either. Colombia's new president, as a matter of fact, wants to end that war on drugs. He's a leftist. He was inaugurated as Colombia's new president August 7th, Gustavo Petro. He's ushering in what will likely be an unprecedented political swing for what's perennially a right-wing government. In his first address, he says he's going to go after important issues that face Colombia, including climate change, poverty, education, and notably the so-called war on drugs, calling it a failed program. It's left 1 million Latin Americans murdered, most of them Colombians, during the last 40 years. And it kills 70,000 people in North America from overdoses annually with drugs, none of which are produced in Latin America. Well, we all know where they're coming from, right? China. That's where all the fentanyl's coming from. I'm reading stories about people getting busted left and right in Florida because they have quantities, large quantities of marijuana, but they also have lots and lots of fentanyl pills. Where are they getting them from? Through the network, through the pipeline. You know, smoking pot is one thing, but I mean a little teeny tiny pinch of fentanyl can kill you. And obviously, the kids who have not been very well educated about this or don't care or think they're invincible, that their caca don't stink and they're entitled like mommy and daddy, go out and abuse the stuff and end up dead. You see, mommy and daddy, they started this a long time ago, remember? They all got put on antidepressants and, you know, drugs to get you up in the morning, drugs to put you to sleep at night, drugs to calm your nerves. Got drugs for everything. See, that's been part of our problem is we capitulated, we the people capitulated to Big Pharma. And it made a mess of everything, made it worse than what it actually was. Turned our backs on God and put our faith in government, and now look what government has done. Now we have 87,000 new IRS agents slated to carry 6 hours with 40 caliber ammunition with lots of stopping power. And imagine being audited by an agent who's wearing a sidearm. Would that be just a little bit intimidating? Would that put you under a little bit of minor duress? Nobody thinks about that till they actually face it and they go, oh my God, why did we elect these politicians? They've made a mess of everything and it's too late to turn back. You know, see, it's no wonder there are states like Texas wanting to secede from the union, where they got a majority of Republicans, a lot of independents, and even 15% of Democrats wanting to leave the United States and become the Republic of Texas nation. It's no wonder. I mean, they don't see any hope. No hope whatsoever of the United States government reversing its course. It's just going to get worse. And if you look at the blue states and look what's going on in California, I mean, it's nutbags out there. Their whole society will implode. It's just the way it is. And of course, the risks of disaster at the nuclear plant in Ukraine have come under repeated fire. Kiev and Moscow trading blame for the potentially catastrophic escalation. So do we really know? I mean, it's occupied by Russian troops. Anybody melting down from radiation sickness yet? You see, we're not there. We don't know. We're taking somebody's word for it. I kind of look at it as even with what the mayor is saying with Kiev, we don't know. We're not there. And if we're having to take somebody's word for it just so we can be involved in a proxy battle with Russia, not worth it, not in our book. But yet, how many billions of dollars have gone to Ukraine and Ukraine can't get a handle on the situation no matter what? And Putin is laughing because of the stupidity of the Washington, D.C. regime. Technically, they were only supposed to be involved in their own little 10-square-mile area. And over the last two centuries, look what they've done. What freedom do you have? Seriously, think about that. And head teachers are considering implementing three-day weeks at schools as they struggle to deal with booming energy costs and staff salaries rising faster than their budgets will allow. This is Britain. This is a UK problem, folks. And guess what the World Bank has done? While the World Health Organization pushes ahead with plans to enact a new revised international pandemic preparedness treaty, this is where you got to call your congressmen and senators and start really bitching. I mean, we're past the point of complaining now. The World Bank and other organizations are advancing a new vaccine passport regime, and the World Bank has just created a $1 billion fund for vaccine passports. You see, they're still going ahead with digitizing everything. And if that's not enough to scare the hell out of you, I don't know what is. Because, see, if you want to travel, remember we used to have the right to travel? I thought that was a constitutional right. Maybe not anymore. We keep electing these people to Congress. They keep letting us down. And they've got great health benefits. What do we have? Social insecurity and Medicare and Obamacare. That's what we have. You know, I tell you what, if Congress was stuck with the same stuff we the people are stuck with, all this crap would stop. They didn't get Walter Reed Medical Center. They don't get privilege. They got to go check into every other family practice, assembly line medicine that we the people have to check into. Wouldn't that be a fair thing? One would think. But like I said, we keep electing these blowhards who misrepresent every single thing they say to D.C. And what do? They let us down. They don't shrink government at all. They increase it. More and more bureaucracies that are not elected take power. Last time I counted, there were several hundred bureaucracies operating out of D.C. that comprise the big state that are basically doing their own thing without any oversight. And Congress, all they can do is just appropriate money. They're giving away money like nobody's business and increasing inflation while they're doing it. Now we move into U.S. news. You snooze. Politics and government. The Trump raid. Now they're saying the DOJ allegedly took materials that contained privileged attorney-client communications when it raided Mar-a-Lago. And the argument is also coming out that Trump declassified everything. The search warrant was fairly broad in scope, and we don't know what they took. It's supposed to be a complete list, not just box A, box B, box C. That's pretty much what they wrote. What I want to see the affidavit. I want to find out who it is that actually signed it and tipped off the FBI to go in and raid Mar-a-Lago. And, of course, Garland knew all about it. I bet you Biden did too, even though he plays dumb. Well, he could do that anyway. He doesn't need to be told anything to play dumb. He does that a lot, right? And believe it or not, Pelosi has started a real caca storm, sparked a flurry of military activity in the Taiwan Strait, and sent relations between D.C. and Beijing into a tailspin. Now we have a huge contingent called a congressional delegation taking a junket to Taiwan. Senator Ed Markey is leading the group. Democrat representatives John Garamendi from California, Alan Lowenthal of California, Don Beyer of Virginia, Amuma Armada Coleman Radawagon, a Republican from American Samoa. They're all going over there on a junket, courtesy of taxpayer dollars. Now, gee, I wonder what they're doing over there. Pissing off China even more? Probably. That's usually the way things go. You know, you can see the frustration here, and we're trying to be civil about everything here. But, you know, then when you find out Liz Cheney's husband, Philip Perry, is a partner at a law firm that represents Hunter Biden in the DOJ's grand jury probe regarding tax issues. Wow. That's a little unnerving. Tom in Michigan, you're on the line. What's going on?
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the IRS coming around and auditing people, you know, packing sidearms and what have you. And, you know, to me, it's all kind of funny, you know, because these conservatives on the, you know, the legacy conservative talk shows and what have you, you know, they didn't want to talk about the unconstitutionality of the IRS. They didn't want to talk about how, you know, the lack of tariffs and unapportioned direct tax on the public was, you know, basically shipping our jobs overseas. And now they're all crying crocodile tears that, oh, the IRS is too big and too powerful. And, you know, I'm just waiting for them to send me some kind of letter to audit me. I'm probably too small of a fish for them to bother with anyway.
Oh, but you make less than $400,000 a year, Tom. That makes you a big fish. I got a story for you,
well,
Tom, I got a story for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Just in case you get an audit letter. I got a story for you. There was this guy. I knew his son, all right? The guy had a business outside St. Louis, okay? every year, the IRS would come and audit him. Every year, he'd end up paying tens of thousands of dollars more in taxes. Every year, they sent a team of auditors out, you know, three or four guys, to audit his business. And, of course, prior to, he dutifully had all of his accountants sort through all his paperwork and make nice, neat little piles. Oh, it was so easy to go through and say, hey, this, we're going to disallow this, disallow this, disallow. And, I mean, this is how they racked up all of these extra taxes. So his son came in one day and said, Dad, what the hell are you doing? Dad says, I'm preparing for my next audit with the IRS. And he's grumbling. And he's got this giant box of all these documents that were put in nice, neat little piles. And his son said, when are they coming? He said, tomorrow. He said, give me that box. And the son reached in deep into the box. This thing was like a large U-Haul moving box, and proceeded to rip apart every single thing, throw it all up in the air, and took it all and threw the whole pile, cluster of mess, back into the box. And the IRS agent showed up the next morning to do the audit, and the son was there, and he goes, here's the paperwork. Boom! Dumped it all out of the big box, onto the desk, all over the floor. The audit lasted a total of 4 minutes, and the IRS agents left, never to be seen again, because there's no law that says we have to keep neat and orderly records.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
There's a story for you, yeah, Tom.
You know, I'm every time I get a dear taxpayer letter, and I don't... Yeah, okay.
I know, there's that music again, Tom. Sorry
about
that.
Oh, yeah, I heard the music, so I quit.
Yeah,
okay,
that means we're out of time for this segment, but we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after the break. Hopefully you got something out of this half hour. We're going to have more good stuff in the next one after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, August 15th, 2022. 15 more days, or 16 more days, actually, because August has 31 days until the end of our end of summer sale. Well, here's another case of the mouse that roared. A man is dead after he drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and began firing gunshots in the air as he emerged from the burning car before fatally shooting himself. It happened just before 4 a.m. on Sunday at a vehicle barricade set up in East Capitol Street and 2nd Street in D.C. Capitol Police said the man, whose identity hasn't been released, crashed into the barricade, and as he was getting out of the car, the vehicle became engulfed in flames. The man opened fire, firing several shots into the air as police approached. He then turned the gun at himself and was later pronounced dead. No other injuries were reported. Police don't believe any officers returned fire. Motive for the incident isn't known at this time. Police are investigating. What are they going to investigate? Everything we just said. Motive for the incident not known. I think the guy was just a little perturbed, don't you? Yeah. Gotta love stuff like that. And, of course, there's no secret cabal of Democrats working with Liz Cheney's campaign to reelect the most ardent Republican critic of former President Trump. She just hates Trump. Yep, her like daddy, they're all part of the rank and file status quo nonsense of liars that will say anything to get elected. And of course, many Wyoming Democrats are going to tell you they're switching parties on August 16th to cast their ballots for Cheney because they want their vote to count. Few, however, think it'll matter. There's a story in your email blast about a couple who doesn't think that switching parties is going to do any good because Democrats happen to have the very, very slim, I mean, we're talking about slim numbers here, not a slim minority, slim numbers, period. Dan in New Jersey, you're on. What's going on?
Hi, Dave. About 10 years or so ago, when Rick Wiles' True News program was still on the shortwave radio, he reported that on the same night, five persons in different parts of the United States thought they had a prophetic dream and documented that dream on the Internet. And I remember hearing a program, we had two of those people on the air talking about it. And I think we can get a little ray of hope. It was a three-part prophecy concerning Donald Trump. First, that he would be president, back in a time where no one, even Donald, thought he might even be president. The second part was that God said that Donald would be his doorstop, holding open the God's judgment from closing on the United States. And the third part, yet to be fulfilled, is that Donald's legacy would be the appointment of five righteous justices to the Supreme Court. And if this is a true prophecy from Jesus, it means that Donald Trump will once again be president so that he can appoint the additional justices.
Well, that's interesting, Dan. You should bring that up because Dick Morris said the same thing. He says, I stake my reputation on it. I go, okay, Dick, I'm going to hold you to it. We just had him on last week. So, I mean, you know, food for thought. We appreciate that, Dan. I take it you're going to vote for him?
Certainly.
Okay. How are things in New Jersey? Crazy?
We are having a drought like I've never seen. We're about 6 inches below normal in rain. My water bill is going to be like triple this year for all the watering. I'm deep watering the trees and shrubs so we can try to get some water down to the roots. So pray for rain.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do that. We got some rain down here yesterday, about 3 or 4 different times it came down. Not so much a gully washer, but I managed to fill up a 5-gallon bucket out of my gutter. So I guess it speaks for something. Anyway, we appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Take care of yourself. So, you know, besides all of the stuff that we're talking about here, the Democratic Party has made a mess of our military. It's very difficult to guard a border when your military is falling apart. And why is that? There are reports out the U.S. Army is expected to fall nearly 40,000 troops short of its recruiting goals over the next 2 years. And why is that? Because people are waking up and they're going, woke military policy. I'm not joining that mess. You got to be really desperate. Do you remember what they did to us with what I basically consider a false flag attack on 9/11? They had to have somebody to blame. And the conspiracy theorists, they always point a finger at us because we always have somebody to blame. There was a conspiracy. Multiple parties were involved. The U.S. government didn't react, so somebody in the U.S. government had to be involved. Things didn't happen the way they said they happened on 9/11. Yet right after that, the Patriot Act got passed. Nobody bothered to read it because it was the Patriot Act. It's the patriotic thing to do. Let's strip away more of our rights and liberties. How about that? Let's punish the good people. How about that? That's like taking away your guns because somebody went and shot up a school. Oh, let's punish the good people. How about that? Yeah, when are we going to say, no, sorry, we didn't go for that. And Mr. Congressman, if you vote for this, you're out. We will stage a local campaign against you and have you unseated. You see, if Americans don't stand up and start challenging everything that their congresspeople and senators do, they made promises they couldn't keep, and they allowed this government to overreach to the point where they're choking off our liberty. It's bad enough they've decimated our military, but then you get the tit for tat because of the Trump raid. Chuck Grassley from Iowa says he intends to investigate the FBI's raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort if Republicans take back the Senate during the midterms. You see, now that means in order for the midterms to completely collapse, the powers that be have to hold on to it somehow. And you can bet they're trying to figure out ways, Soros money or no Soros money, they're trying to figure out ways to rip off we the people to where we don't have a chance. And all of a sudden, you're going to find out all these Democrats are now in power. And you didn't vote them there, and you know you didn't vote them in there. You know what the majorities were, and all of a sudden the votes got changed. Hey, but everybody likes Dominion voting systems, right? We hear Arizona is building a wall, believe it or not. I hope it's not a 6-foot-high chain-link fence like what we hear is going on down at the Texas border. That's not doing anybody any good. It's no wonder Texans are up in arms. In the economy section of things, believe it or not, there's a potato shortage in Idaho. Yeah. Yields were depressed last year due to a heat wave. And so as a Result, it did a number on the potato crop. Gee, that means you're not going to be able to go to McDonald's and get J.R. Simplot fries. Most people don't even know who J.R. Simplot is. He's the guy that invented the French fries for McDonald's. Everybody likes them. Can't get enough. Bet you can't eat just one. So, you know, as a result of the potato shortage, you remember the potato famine of Ireland? That was no laughing matter. A lot of people died and a lot of people had to move away because that's what they were living on. See, when you don't diversify, that's a problem. When you don't support yourself and raise your own vegetables, that's a problem. And your grocery stores, your Albertsons, your Walmarts, your Winco's, your Kroger's, all of a sudden price is going to go through the roof because demand will be high and supply will be low. And potato prices, just when you thought gas was expensive, potato prices are going up. They're going to stay up at least through the rest of the year, according to what we're understanding. More pressure on consumers' pocketbooks. Grocery inflation hitting the highest levels since 1979. And the Biden administration in Wall Street, according to a new report by Enercom Energy Investment, is now saying that banks, federal agencies, ESG investors are handicapping the expansion of energy's energy supply fueled by the Biden administration in Wall Street. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG principles. We need cleaner energy and addressing social justice issues. I got a great idea. Let's put AOC up there and hoist her up and attach her to a windmill. See if that helps. Here's your clean energy for you. Yeah, no, in our luck, the bloody thing would freeze up. So you got to love all of this stuff that's happening right now. It's one of these crazy situations, and they're tracking you. I wish we had put a surveillance state category, but we didn't. I put it under science and technology. Amazon's Ring camera penetrates 18% of homes to create a massive surveillance network. Meta apps in Instagram and Facebook inject a tracking code into websites when people are viewing them. And the UN, believe it or not, is coordinating global censorship. And it's penalizing anybody criticizing any elitist takeover. All of these reports obtained by America First Legal show the U.S. government colluded with big tech to censor on its behalf. As a result, the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana have filed a lawsuit against the federal government. They've been granted discovery. Several officials from the Biden administration are being subpoenaed, as are several social media companies. The documents that are obtained by AFL are also being used in the lawsuit. Several scientists who were censored by big tech at the behest of the federal government have joined the AG's lawsuit. So maybe the truth is going to come out and the UN will be powerless to do anything about it unless the UN is going to come in and interfere in the lawsuit. It's one of these crazy things. We've also got stories on Boston Children's Hospital under the health category, creating a bizarre video promoting gender-affirming hysterectomies for kids. Boy, they really want to reduce the population, don't they? Seriously. TikTok, Twitter. Oh, gender-affirming hysterectomy, very similar to most hysterectomies that occur, according to Dr. Francis Grimstad, an obstetrician gynecologist. The video went viral. So a hysterectomy, for those of you who don't know, is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, the fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides of the uterus, for the purposes of you not being able to have children. So much for population control. Now they're getting to your kids through videos saying, hey, how's about a hysterectomy? We can fix that problem. You'll never have kids again. Did you hear that, mommy and daddy? No grandkids. Wouldn't that be fun? Nobody to spoil, nobody to spend money on. Tell you what, if my kid ever went out and did that, they'd get kicked out of the house. Say, you're on your own. End of story. My kids didn't do that, as a matter of fact. None of them got the jab. My daughter is a nurse. She won't even give it, let alone take it. And the health benefits of echinacea, we got a story on that. Global Healing has elderberry and echinacea, by the way, at the Power Mall. We've got a perfect vegan blend of highly bioavailable organic elderberry and echinacea designed to support a healthy immune system. This is what you need right now. Got to have that. Because we've been attacked with a bioweapon, remember that? You've got to get the cognitive dissonance out of the mind and start thinking about your health. A lot of people are taking N-acetylcysteine, NAC. Whole Foods has it. We don't have it. They do. FDA's thinking about, you know, just literally taking it out of the supplements list if they haven't already. You see, they don't want you to do anything that doesn't support Big Pharma because Big Pharma controls the FDA. It controls the NIH, and it controls Fauci, and it controls Birx. It controls the CDC. Big Pharma owns them all. They pay to own them all. And, of course, these corrupt bureaucrats take money left and right in the form of royalty payments from Big Pharma. We're still trying to get to the bottom of that. We've also got an article on the surprising risk factor of coronary heart disease, and it's not smoking or high blood pressure. We've always heard smoking, drinking, and being overweight in relation to heart disease. Yet one of the longest running studies contradicts this. And there is a splash in our email blast. If you're not subscribing to it now, you should be. And of course, we're talking about ketones, lambrokinase. Ever heard of that stuff? It's a complex fibrinolytic enzyme extracted from earthworms, containing a bioactive protein that helps prevent heart-related issues like thrombosis, stroke, and heart disease. It was an ancient Asian medicinal, lambrokinase applications. Began with concoctions involving fried earthworms and herbs, followed by dried earthworm powders, and then unrefined earthworm extracts. Yum, yum. Yeah, believe it or not, as early as 1573, earthworms were referred to by Chinese physicians as earth dragons. And they were used for beneficial properties that can invigorate blood, resolve stasis, and unblock the body's meridians and channels. I guess you'd rather take the lambrokinase than eating earthworms, right? Say yes. All right. I know you don't want to eat bugs and insects like they would like us to do. Under the energy and environment category, there's an article called Stupid Personified, Collect and Bury CO2 with 1,300-mile pipeline. Oh, this comes to us from Patrick Wood at Technocracy News. Apparently, the powers that be don't understand CO2 is necessary for photosynthesis. It's as important as the oxygen we breathe. We exhale CO2 and we breathe in oxygen. The pressure for human depopulation rests on the same premise, because humans exhale CO2, so we have to get rid of the human population. These people are really twisted. Thousands of acres of privately owned food-producing Midwest Corn Belt farmland are targeted for a new 1,300-mile-long pipeline, and they're going to transport carbon dioxide underground. They're going to capture the emissions from local facilities before they get into the atmosphere. Wow. to a permanent and secure underground sequestration site in where? Listen up, folks. I'm going to name you the state that's going to end up with all the carbon dioxide underground: Illinois. And they're private companies doing it, not public utilities. You can read about that in the email blast. By the way, the Trump-era coal lease program has been hit with a setback as Obama-era freeze is revived. See, they're going to stop at nothing to keep us from fossil fuels and whatever we need to survive. That's another reason why Texas doesn't want to be in the union anymore, because they've got so much coal and fossil fuel and oil and gas. They could be their own country. I keep scratching my head, wondering why we haven't seen that happen already, but whatever. In the COVID category, nurses who left the healthcare system to focus on early treatment are describing brutal COVID-19 treatment protocols. We're talking about isolating people so their families can't see them, putting them on remdesivir, putting them on ventilators, literally killing them. And one of the nurses hated her job. There's a story on that. She was stressed in a way she's never been before in her entire life. They basically go to nursing school to help people, not follow CDC protocols and watch people die in their hospitals. There's a nurse practitioner with North Carolina Physicians for Freedom who left the hospital system. Her name is Stacy Kay, and she left to start her own early treatment private practice. It's a nurse practitioner. The CDC, in the meantime, has taken down from its website the statement that states, quote, mRNA and the spike protein do not last long in the body, unquote. Wow. Our cells break down mRNA from these vaccines and get rid of it within a few days after vaccination, unquote. Scientists estimate that the spike protein, like other proteins in our bodies, may stay in the body up to a few weeks, it continued. Now, you really going to trust what I just read the CDC is saying? I don't. Not one bit. Remember, the word bioweapon, the CDC has its head quietly stuck up where the sun never shines. All of them do. Anybody that works for them does, including you, Walensky. What a nincompoop. They really think we're going to believe this? And, of course, the new CDC COVID-19 guidance. The agency has admitted it was wrong, according to a Stanford epidemiologist. Unprecedented policies like asymptomatic testing. Yeah, let's stick that swab with God knows what on it up your nose. Maybe you'll have a little graphene oxide up there and it'll start chewing away at your brain cells. You know, it's amazing, too, the number of Democrats that actually did this, that actually ran out and got the jab. But then, sadly, a lot of Republicans did, too. They put their faith in government and not God. So you can tell they've been fooled. They've been tricked. But we, the people, including our smart listeners, know better. In California, a state that has been continuously passing bills surrounding COVID-19 vaccine policies, are chipping away at each part of the puzzle, according to, and they want to educate and empower people one lawsuit at a time. Nicole Pearson, the attorney and founder of Facts, Law, Truth, Justice, has been filing and winning lawsuits against vaccine mandates and representing vaccine injured, holding a press conference. And they're saying that new bills being considered in the legislature could take away parental consent in medical contexts. You people out there in California, you really got to wake up, you parents. This case, according to her, is a horrifying warning to the future of the Golden State. Oversight Democrats are assessing damage over Trump's handling of documents. Good luck with that if he declassified them all. What do they got? We'll see. This whole thing hadn't played out yet, folks. The real meaning of what everybody did, I think we've already put two and two together. They want to embarrass Trump. His former chief of staff even said he hadn't destroyed anything crazy that was required to be kept. He's kept everything. He hasn't done anything stupid. But meanwhile, for those of you that want to come out and talk about the truth, especially critical race theory, did you know that the faculty at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA School of Law, have created a database to identify and record efforts to block critical race theory being taught in schools across the country? Yeah. CRT Forward Tracking Project tracks attacks on critical race theory, believe it or not. This is where your tax dollars are going to in all your grants to education. In pet news, your A to Z guide to eco labels. Yeah, when you go to the store and you read all the stuff that you're feeding your pet, well, it's all on there so you know what to buy. Hearing loss in older dogs could be a sign of dementia, believe it or not. And there's a beautiful story about a puma that can't go back in the wild, so a Russian couple adopted it and made it their house cat. It's a big house cat. In case you missed it, there's a ton of stuff having to do with Mar-a-Lago, Elon Musk weighing in on 87,000 new IRS agents. Yep. Philadelphia, if you're going to school or got a kid going to school there, masks are going to have to be worn by students and staff for the first 10 days of class. These people will not stop. Oh, and Congressman Perry got his phone back, by the way. All the IRS thinks they're going to get $20 billion more out of us once they get in full swing. Dr. Randy Bach joining us after the top of the hour break with you on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, good to have you aboard. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, Our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And